Tell me how this all began. The Try This conference has a real beginning, doesn't it? Can you tell me about that?
Well, I think that you could trace it back pretty far. You know, you might trace it back to the cardiac program of West Virginia University, in the sense that they have provided the documentation that shocked us all out of our complacency. I think I remember very well the as a reporter from the Gazette when I was working on the Shapewear In series, sitting in Dr. Neal's office, Dr. Bill Neal, at WVU, just with my mouth open, looking at statistics that told me that one in four 11-year-olds in West Virginia already have high blood pressure, one in four abnormal cholesterol, one in three obese, and that 18% of kindergartners were arriving at school already obese. And, you know, that would not be so much of a problem if it weren't for the fact that it puts those children at very high risk of future type 2 diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, hypertension, a long list of awful conditions nobody wants.
So you wrote the series The Shape We're In for the Charleston Gazette. What happened after that?
Well, toward the end of the series, I was talking with a representative of the Benedum Foundation, and we were both saying, gosh, you know, you've seen a lot of communities that are trying to do something, and you've gathered up a lot of information. It's a shame for it to just disappear. And so we kind of cooked up the idea of a website where all this information and these models of wonderful things that West Virginians are doing could be deposited, more or less. Mm-hmm. And information could be placed there about how to do it. If you want to create a farmer's market, how do you do it? So that was the beginning of the Try This website. Now it's a reality, www.trythiswv.com. You can go, if your community wants to create a farmer's market, you can go to that website and find West Virginia models you can visit and a variety of resources that will tell you how to do it.
Give us some examples of some programs that are really, really working in West Virginia that will be shared at this conference.
Well, in Harrisville, a little town of 1800 in Ritchie County, they decided a few years back that, you know, look, we don't have anything for our kids to do, and our older people need exercise. They had this old crumbling gym with the roof falling in and the floor hooved up. They got busy. The county rented it to them for $1 for 99 years with almost totally volunteer effort. They have created a state-of-the-art community recreation center. I was over there a few weeks ago, and they had three kids' basketball teams playing. It was just wonderful. In the Eastern Panhandle, they are running races that are funding fitness trails at the grade schools. In Mingo County, Mingo is getting all kinds of bad news for
political corruption,
but at the same time, they have a rock star local health program that is running 5Ks every month, three community high tunnel greenhouses that feed into their farmers market, a program that basically beats the bushes to find people who are in danger of diabetes. Mm-hmm. They're so good that they are finalists in a national Robert Wood Johnson competition for healthy communities. They have their own session at the Try This conference.
You know, Kate Long, you and I have been around here for a while, and I feel a sense that there is something going on in West Virginia. You've got the Try This conference, Building Blocks for Healthy Communities, communities coming together, sharing information about what works. We've got What's Next West Virginia, which will be a series of discussions about economic development, and what is next for West Virginia. We've got Turn This Town Around, where the folks in Grafton and Matewan are meeting and deciding how can they make their communities better. There is something, don't you sense it? There's something going on here.
People are worried. People are worried about the future, and they don't believe that the federal government or the state government is going to come in and hit them with a magic wand. West Virginians are capable, and if you show them how to do something, they can do it. And what the Try This Conference is going to do is provide perhaps a statewide movement for them to do that. The West Virginia Hub will start a statewide physical activity network at the conference. Mm-hmm. I think people are also beginning to see that our health and our economic development are intertwined and that you can't separate them. If you have an unhealthy workforce, people don't want to come there. Mm-hmm. Lots of studies show that people who are obese make a lot less money and have a lot more problems. Our children deserve it. And people, that's the bottom line. And the cover of the Try This Conference says, it's up to us. It is up to us. We, on the local level, can make this happen, community by community. And that's what certainly the message will be in Buchanan, the weekend of June the 6th and 7th. Here are all these people who can help you. But when you go home, it's up to you. We're giving out $50,000 in mini grants that mm-hmm. weekend to communities that come in teams and apply for it, and there will be follow-up help for them after the conference. But, you know, when the rubber meets the road, it's the local people who make it happen, and I think people are realizing that.
Kate Long, the Try This Conference. Good luck with it, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth.